Clean Water Wisconsin put out an editorial last week saying that watered-down regulations for mining companies shouldn't be on anyone's Christmas list. And League of Conservation Voters Program Director Ann Sayers says a new bill shouldn't be on a fast track.
Unfortunately, we haven't seen a copy of the bill yet. As far as we know, no one in the public has seen it. So we're anxious to take a look at it and go through it and see what impacts it might have on Wisconsin's air, Wisconsin's water, and also the ability for citizens to have public input about these sort of large-scale projects that could be taking place in their own backyard.
An Assembly Jobs Committee hearing for public comment is set for next Wednesday in Milwaukee. Even so, George Meyer with the Wisconsin Wildlife Federation doesn't think the bill is being fast-tracked, but he does think it's being politicized.
It's being portrayed as a battle between the economy and the environment, and candidly, you can have both. So many people have picked sides on the issue. The Wildlife Federation is not against mining, but we believe that the current environmental standards, by and large, are reasonable.
Meyer says the current bill, written 3 decades ago, could be updated with an improved process without changing the standards. He does believe the new proposal will be better for the environment than the one floated but pulled by Republican lawmakers last March. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.